So again, y'all, we are on part four of how to blend out in the workplace. We are on part four of how to blend out in the workplace. And I hope that you have been extremely empowered, motivated, and encouraged by the discussion that we have had on this week. So most of us, y'all, we probably already doing what our company, the people we work for, you're probably already doing what they want from you. You're probably already doing and giving what they hired you to do, what they expect from you. But as we have seen so far this week, there's still a whole lot more that we can do, right? It's a whole lot more that we can do on top of what our job description entails, especially when we talk about adding value to ourselves in the workplace. So when we blend out, when you blend out in the workplace, you are not only adding value to yourself, okay? You're not only adding value to yourself, but you're also adding value to your organization, all right? When you blend out in the workplace, you are not just adding value to you. You are also adding value to them. And your value, beautiful people, is not measured by, what you have down on paper, on an application, or on a resume. Your value is going to be measured, hear me when I'm talking, by what you offer. It's going to be measured by what you do in the workplace on a daily, what you bring to the table or what you don't bring to the table. Okay, so your value, hear me, let it sink in. Your value is measured by what you bring to the table, what you actually do. Not what you say you do, because a lot of us say we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff the day we get hired, or the day we have, fill out an application, or we go in for an interview. We all talk about, how we can add value. It ain't what you say, honey. I need to see some proof. I need to see some proof that you are actually, going to do what it is that you say you're going to do. So whenever you put these concepts that we've talked about so far this week into action, all you're doing is adding value. It's not about brown nosing. It's not about butt kissing. It's about being who you are, but having that desire to increase the value that you bring to yourself, diversifying your portfolio, adding to your value and what you bring to that company. So whenever you add value, okay, whenever you have an employee who is adding value to your workplace, hear me for all of y'all bosses on here, okay, all your CEOs, higher management, upper management, HR people, if you're listening to me today, hear this. When an employee is adding value to your organization, it should yield for you higher retention rates. That means you ought to have, when you have somebody there, you shouldn't be willing, if they're adding value, significant value to your place of business, you should not be willing to just let that person go. You got to do what you can. Hear me when I'm talking. You got to do what you can to keep them. So when people add value, and when you add value, you're going to see higher retention rates. People going to want raises. You're going to see more lateral movers. You have opportunities to be able to move where you want in an organization as long as there is a vacancy. And if you add value, it's going to bring you promotions. It should. And if you decide, if you're adding value to your company, to your employer, to your business, agency, organization, corporation, if you decide to leave for something better or even something worse, they can't say nothing bad about you unless it's a lie. They got to give you a good rating. They have to give you a good reference because of your output. Oh my God, because of your output, if you decide you want to leave and go mop flows somewhere else, if you decide to leave and go somewhere else, they have no other choice but to give you a good rating, a good reference, because of what you brought to the table. And some of them would be able to say, listen, I wish it was something I could do to keep them. I wish it was something I could have done to keep them, because they realize how much value that you bring to the table, how much value you add to their business. Now, I tell you this, now I'm going to be honest, and I know this for a fact. Some bosses, some of them now, want to give you more than what they give you. They want to pay you more than what they pay you. But because they are subject to higher powers, right? They got, you know, you got agency caps, restrictions imposed by human resources or your operating budgets. They can't give you any more because they realize what your value is to this organization. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to be honest now. And you got to be honest about this too. If my company that I work for had to pay me what I'm really worth to the organization, it'll break their pockets. You hear what I'm saying? It will break their pockets. Some of you can say that. I'll break their pockets. I will break the bank. I'll take everything out the bank. If they had to pay me what you're really worth to that company, to that business. And if you cannot say that you would break the bank if they had to pay you for everything that you did, for your value of what you've added to the organization, then you have been cheating yourself even more than you've cheated them. I know what I'm talking, honey. I know what I'm talking. Just think, y'all, if you actually got paid for everything that you did outside of your job description that increased your company's profits, that improved their customers' satisfaction ratings, if they had to pay you for everything now, come on now, everything that you did outside of your job description, bank broke. Every day you wake up and go to work, you got to have it in your mindset, I'm breaking the bank today. Now, literally, they can't pay you what you're worth. Some of them, they can pay you what you're worth. Pay you what you're worth out of petty cash. God, Lord help us. Y'all heard what I said. Some can pay you for what you're worth, what you add value to out of petty cash. Out the little cash drop box. You know, the little cash box that they have wherever they have it at. I don't want to be telling nobody secrets. They can pay you out of petty cash because you come to work today trying to find a way that you can do the least amount of work. How can I go in and still get paid what I get paid and cheat and not do anything at all whatsoever? They can pay you out of petty cash. As a matter of fact, you owe them people money because you sorry, you lazy. You don't have no initiative. You don't take no initiative. You're not proactive. You're not flexible. You're not dependable. You're not reliable. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. But just think now, if you got paid for everything you did outside of your job description that adds value to the company that you work for, you'll break the bank, y'all. Y'all, listen, sometimes just having a positive attitude. Now we getting into the good stuff. Sometimes just having a positive attitude can be priceless, especially in a traditionally or historically toxic workplace or department. What if the only thing that you did your job description, but what happens when you go in your workplace and the only thing that you have to offer other than what you're able, your job description is a positive attitude. Sometimes, y'all, that is the best thing that a company needs. That is the main thing that'll turn a company around, that'll turn a business around, that'll change the retention rates. Because remember, we're talking about adding value. How do we blend out in the workplace? Having a positive attitude and being positive can be priceless. Cause some of y'all, they tell you, you the reason why I ain't quit yet. Because of what your positive attitude, you're the reason why I have not quit yet. You're the reason why I'm still here. Cause the pay could be better. The benefits could be more comprehensive. The hours are not the best. You're the only, because of your positive attitude, how you treat me, how you address me, how you deal with me. You the only reason why I ain't quit yet. You the only reason why I'm still here. Cause my boss is bipolar. The supervisor just as bad, moody, roller coaster rides all day, every day. But because of your positive attitude, when I came into work, I was having a bad day. God have mercy. I was having a bad day. But because you spoke to me good morning, took time out of your busy schedule just to ask me how the kids were doing, how my husband was doing, you know, how my health is doing. You remembered that I had the doctor's appointment. That positive attitude is the reason why I ain't quit. Ah, my God. But here you are going home empty every day thinking you've not done anything, thinking you've not gotten anything accomplished. But the truth be told, if it were not for you, the smile, the brightness in your eyes, the joy that you bring to some of the people on your workplace, y'all would be struggling. You wouldn't have nobody. So if I only got one person who has a positive attitude, even when they are making the bare minimum, that's a big deal. Hear what I'm trying to tell you? Be positive. If you want to blend out in the workplace, you must be positive. If you want to add value to your job, add value to you, you gotta be positive. If you're positive, this is a quote. It says, if you are positive, you will see opportunities and not obstacles. Hear me. If you're positive, you'll see opportunities and not obstacles. So even though you see it for what it is, right? Even though you know this is what it is, you know they trying to get you fired. You know they're trying to pressure you to quit. Y'all know y'all got some people like that on your job. They're trying to pressure you to quit. They're trying to do things, give you the worst people to deal with, give you the worst cases to work, give you the highest caseload. If you're positive, you'll see that as an opportunity. Okay, if you think you're going to break me, God have mercy. If you think you're going to break me by doing evil, I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm going to see this as an opportunity for me to add value to myself. And when you think I'm going to fold, I'm going to soar. When you think I'm going to quit, I'm going to stay. When you think I'm just going to exist, I'm going to excel. Don't push me. Do not back me into a corner. Because I don't see this as an obstacle. I see this as an opportunity. Pull me into the office and think you're going to get me riled up. And I'm going to end up encouraging you and helping you to see that what you're going through internally is an attack from the enemy trying to destroy what God done blessed you with. Play with me if you want to. A positive attitude in a workplace is priceless. You can't put a price on somebody that can put a smile on a crying mama's face. You can't put a price on somebody who can walk in the middle of a bad situation and walk into a room and it's as thick as ice, like hard as ice, and they can walk in the room and say one thing or carry themselves a certain way, address everybody in there, greet them appropriately, and it changed the whole dynamic of the room and the workplace. You can't put a price on that. Ah! When you're positive, you see opportunities and not obstacles. So don't go to work today and look at all the negative things that are happening in the workplace. But I want you to go in there and figure out a way you can change the temperature in the room. I'm the thermostat, baby. Catch that in your spirit. I'm a thermostat. I have the power. I have the potential. I have the capacity to walk in this room, to walk in this building and change the temperature. Whew. Don't hold up now. Don't push. Don't entice me now. And when you realize that you're a thermostat, don't go in, you know, all cocky and say, well, I can make it a bad day today. Remember, we're talking about blending out in the workplace and how our positive attitude adds to our value. You walk in the room, you quiet, you don't say nothing, you got an attitude. I can tell when you're the thermostat now, because everybody in the room shift to your to what you bring, to your aura, to your ambiance. They move to the rhythm that you beat. on your drum. So if you carry that much influence, be positive. Be positive. Show respect to other people. Be positive. You know you got a long day ahead of you, because I do. Not only do I have to sit in this class all day, now I got to drive four and a half hours back home. Be enthusiastic about your work. No, it might not be the best of circumstances and situations, but you be enthusiastic. Everybody else can complain. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Everybody else can be negative. That don't have anything to do with you. Believe in your abilities, beautiful people, to change the dynamics of your workplace with your positive attitude. Stop complaining. It's too many people complaining. Somebody got to be positive. Somebody should say, you know what? It could be worse. We could not have a job. It's not the best of circumstances, but we have the power. If all of us positive people got together in the workplace instead of, you know, being separated and being negative and trying to get together to ruin everybody's perception of where you work. If all of us positive people got together and stuck together, whoo, honey, you put your faith with mine, you put your positive attitude with mine, and then we yoke up and we connect up and we unify with all the other positive people, them negative people either gonna change their conversation, change their mind, or change their job. Hear me what I'm talking. If all of us positive people in the workplace got together and teamed up, honey, we either gonna change you or you gonna change jobs. Ooh, good golly, Mrs. Mother. Stop gossiping. They ain't being positive. Stop putting people's personal business out there. That ain't being positive. Be polite. Friendly. Smile. Some of y'all bosses, your employees ain't seen you smile since 2019. Since 2020. Let them people see positivity coming from the top down. If you cannot find a way to be positive in the midst of negative situations, you should not be in leadership. If you can't find a way to be positive in a negative situation, you shouldn't be in leadership. Because your negativity is going to bleed all over the workplace. And now you are creating a toxic environment. Don't nobody want to work for you. Don't nobody want to be around you. Don't nobody want to hear what you got to say. If you can't find a way to be positive amidst negative or bad, difficult, complicated situations, turn in your resignation. Demote yourself. And bosses, if you got the power and you see somebody who is creating this toxic environment, creating this toxic work environment, it's on you to deal with it. It's on you.